Morning, if you will, let's go to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 28, if you will. I was thinking about this as the Lord laid this passage of scripture on my heart to preach from this morning. I don't know how many times in my 50 plus years of preaching that I have referenced this verse. And it's been applied in the message somewhere, but I went back and looked, and I cannot find any. I can't find any notes that I ever made. I don't think I've ever just taken this verse as my text. All right, but I'm gonna do it this morning. All right, because I believe it's what the Lord would have me to do. Proverbs 28, just one verse, verse 13. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Let me read that one more time. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this morning, and we're here because we want to hear from you. Lord, I want you to use me this morning. Give me the words to say. Help me to say exactly what you want said. And Lord, help me to say it the way you'd have me to say it. And Lord, just deal with us today. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible, in case you haven't figured it out, is a blunt, bold, brash book. I mean, it doesn't pull any punches. It doesn't seek to satisfy man at all. It never assumes the best of men. It never assumes even the goodness of men. A lot of people today talk about the innate goodness of men. The Bible doesn't talk anything about that, all right? I think a lot of people don't like the Bible because of its tactless, blunt way of stating the truth, you know? It's amazing. You can put a scripture sign out in your yard, and it can aggravate people so much they'll come tear it up. They'll come tear that sign down, and it's just straight out of the Word of God, all right? Hey, and the Bible also just assumes that men are going to sin. And the reason it does is because the author of this book knows that man is a sinner. Look, God has our number. He knows us, okay? Nowhere in the Bible after the book of Genesis chapter 3 does the Bible expect man not to sin. Just doesn't expect it, all right? You see, the truth of the matter is the question is not, will you sin? That's not the question. The question is not, will you sin? The question is, what will you do with your sin? What are you going to do about it? I want to preach to you this morning a very blunt message on it's your sin, it's your choice. Your choice. You see, it is your sin, and it is your choice what you do with it. The Bible here in this verse that we just read talks about two things people do with it. The first one is cover it. Notice what it says, he that covereth his sins. Covereth his sins. That's what a lot of people do. They try to hide their sin. And the way they try to hide it is they try to cover it, all right? Now, most people, when we think of covering our sin, that's what we think of, hiding it. Hiding it. So that's why, you know, we hide things. It's like, you know, you take your dirty clothes and you throw them under the bed. Company's coming over and you grab it real quick. You got somebody at the door. Quick, hide that stuff, all right? So you're grabbing it and you're doing it. Or maybe it's why some people sweep trash under the rug, you know. They're just trying to hide it. Men attempt to hide their sin a lot of times by committing that sin in the dark. That's why Billy Bob's doesn't do a great business this time of day. All right, the beer joints and all that, they don't do a big business this time of day. They do them in the dark, all right? People try to hide it. They do what they do in the dark. That's why most theft is committed at night. At night. Most killing is done at night, okay? I mean, it's just that. Sometimes it's done in dark rooms. That's why, hey, bars and honky-tonks are not known for being well-lit, okay? They're just not. A lot of things goes on there. A lot of people cheat on their spouse in that kind of place, and they want it dark so they can do it, all right? Hey, they like that. Maybe they try to hide it and cover it because they get alone and away from other people. A lot of people, a lot of sin today goes on through the way of a computer or that smartphone you got in your pocket, your purse. A lot of sin goes on through that. People, we try to hide that thing, you know. We get alone to do it. And, I'll be honest, we've had a Christian school now 46 years. I've had a lot of experience with school kids trying to hide their sin. I've seen kids do all kinds of things to cheat. You know, they do all kinds of things. Look, after 46 years, you ain't going to do something I ain't heard, all right? It's just not going to be. I mean, we need to tell the kids our school starts tomorrow. We'd appreciate you praying for us, you know. And we get up in front of them and say, look, if you got a new idea, it ain't new. Somebody else has done it before you, all right? And, I mean, I've seen people do it now. And nowadays, we've already seen people, you know, having notes on their phone. So they pull it out and, you know, try to hide. Yeah, we've seen it, okay? I mean, it nothing new. People try to hide their sin. But, hey, it's not just a matter of covering it up. Some people hide their sin. Now, you think with me about this just a minute, because they just excuse it. They cover their sin with an excuse. You think about that. They make excuses for it. Men are good at making excuses. I've heard people say, well, look, man, preacher, I'm only human. As if that's an excuse for sin. Some people, they say, well, I just simply made a mistake. That's the excuse, you know. Or they say, man, I was under a lot of pressure, and under that pressure, I just gave in. Or they say, I just didn't think. Now, here's the bad part. Some folks, they think, well, I can cover my sin, and they think if I can make an excuse for it, I can continue in it. Because I've got it covered, all right? It makes it okay if I can excuse it. Hey, the Bible said, you know, people try to cover their sin. Some of them try to cover it with excuses. Some people try to cover it by passing the blame. Hey, you got to understand, it wasn't my fault. You ever done that? If you have, you're just like Adam. God came in the Garden of Eden after they had sinned, and Adam said, it's that woman you gave me. That's why it's her fault, okay? And really, Lord, it's your fault. You'd have gave me a better woman, right? Eve said, well, wait a minute. It's not my fault. That serpent beguiled me. Hey, we've been making excuses. We've been trying to cover for sin by passing the blame to somebody else ever since that day. And if somebody said, well, he made me do it, all right? It's not my fault. They made me do it. Hey, I was just going along with the crowd, you know, and I just got caught up in that moment, and I just couldn't get out of it, all right? Or he, she, or they said it'd be okay. It's their fault. Their fault. It's not my fault. I've tried to do it. I tried to pass the blame to my brother, and a lot of times, hey, when we were younger, we'd come in late past the curfew that Dad had established, and I always figured, it's not my fault. I can't drive. I didn't have a driver's license. He's driving his car. Not my fault, you know. Now, we like to do that. We like to pass the blame, put it on down the line. Hey, sometimes people today, we say, well, I was afraid, afraid of men. And I was afraid if I didn't do it, then somebody would do something to me, all right? Hey, we've heard a multitude of people try to cover their sin by just passing the blame and pointing the finger at somebody else. It's them, all right? Now, the Bible says it's your sin, it's your choice. You can cover it. A lot of people try to do that. On the other hand, you can confess it. That's what the Bible says here. He that covereth his sin, then it says, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh. All right? So if you want to, it's your sin, your choice, what you want to do about it. You can confess that sin. Hey, can I just say that's pretty simple? But have you ever noticed how hard it is to say, I did it? I did it. Who knows how hard it is to say, I'm guilty? I'm guilty. Boy, it's hard for us to say. But and because a lot of times we're sorry, but it's so hard to say, I'm sorry. So difficult to get that out. Boy, real easy. Old David in the scripture in the Old Testament, he had sinned greatly with Bathsheba. He had tried to cover that sin. And in covering that sin, he brought about the death of Uriah, her husband. And man, it just went from bad to worse. But you got to give David this. That day old Nathan came to him and basically, I believe, pointed the finger at him and he said, thou art the man. David came clean. David didn't say, but. No. So what did he say? I believe it's recorded for us in the book of Psalms. Psalms 51. Take your Bible there, would you? Psalm 51. What a marvelous verses we read here. Here's a man confessing. Here's a man just simply saying, yep, I'm guilty. I did it. I don't you notice the way he said it. He said in verse 1 of Psalm 51, have mercy upon me, O God. According to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Notice, here it is. For I acknowledge my transgressions. Notice there's an S on that word. He said it wasn't just one. It's transgressions. And my sin is ever before me. But now I want you to pay real close attention to verse 4. Real close attention. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. He said, I am guilty. He said, I've sinned. I want you to forgive me. And notice he said, I'm guilty and it's against you that I've sinned. Against thee and thee only have I sinned. Hey, listen, that's called confession. That's called confession. It's really a simple thing, all right? But our verse there in Proverbs said, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh. Could I say this to you? Now, I don't want to make you mad, but if you get mad, tough, okay? If you don't forsake it, you really hadn't confessed it. You don't forsake it. Confession goes beyond to say, I'm guilty, and I'm fixing to do it again. No. The Bible picture is, hey, it's your sin, it's your choice. You can cover it, or you can confess it and forsake it. It's your choice, all right? If you don't make any attempt at forsaking sin, I believe that's an indication that confession really wasn't real. There wasn't some reality to that confession. But God gives it to you. He said, it's your sin, it's your choice. If you want to, you can cover it. On the other hand, you can confess it. You can confess it. Now, I believe with all my heart, there's one other thing you can do with your sin that's not mentioned in this verse. You said, well, preacher, what is that? I mean, either you confess it or you cover it. That's it. No. No, you can flaunt it. You can flaunt your sin. Hey, I wish it wasn't true. But I'll be honest, I'm afraid that approach to sin is becoming a lot more common in our day. People flaunt their sin. The month of June is devoted to pride in sin. Pride in sin. Now, preacher, wait a minute. Hey, I'm just talking to you about what the book says, okay? I'm just talking about, you get mad at me if you want to, but I didn't write the Bible. I'm the preacher. God's commanded me to preach this book, and we've got a month out of the whole year that is devoted to pride and sin. Why? Because during that month, people make parades, they have bands that come along, TV coverage, and what are they doing? They're flaunting their sin. Hey, I just tell you what, I'm proud of my sin. And I'll do it, and I'm glad to do it, and I stand up for it, you know. Hey, listen to me. That this whole business of gay pride, that is people flaunting their sin. Flaunting their sin. But can I just really be flat out honest with you? That crowd doesn't bother me nearly as much as people today that profess to be born again who do the same thing. You said, preacher, nobody does that. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. I've seen them posted on social media. I've seen them posted on social media and dare somebody to criticize it. People I know. People that I know better. But they'll post it on social media and dare you to criticize them. And what you said, preacher, what are you talking about? Well, one thing, I'm talking about drinking. And you said, now, I'm not talking about drinking Coke, okay? Or Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew. I'm talking about that thing that the Bible says you don't look at it when it moveth itself aright. It says, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging. Whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Hey, that's the thing I'm talking about. And yet, boy, I see people post it on social media and pictures of it, and it's out there, and it's, I dare you to criticize me, boy. And by the way, criticize them and see how many people flock to defend them. So what's going on? Flaunting our sin. Hey, I'm sinning. What are you going to do about it? I do what I want to. Hey, I've had conversations with people that profess to be saved, and I've sat down and we've talked about something, and they said, I'm doing it, and they've said this, I think God understands. In other words, you have no intention of changing. What you're doing is flaunting your sin. What you're doing is flaunting your sin. I'll do what I want to. I'll just take it a step further. You said, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about God's people, people that say they're saved, they're born again, and they move in together before they get married. They live together as husband and wife. They even have children. And you say, what are they doing? I'll tell you what they're doing. The Bible says, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, shall cleave unto his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. It says marriage is honorable in all, but whoremongers, well, God, he will judge, all right? Hey, the bed is undefiled if they're married. But we flaunt that sin today. We think, I'll do what I want to. I'll do as I want to. I don't care what you think. It doesn't matter to me. I'll do what I want to. Now, I've had people come to me and say, preacher, we want to get married. I've said, you need to. You're living like you're married, so it's time to get married. Yeah, you ought to. Well, we want you to perform the wedding in the church. I said, can't do it. Can't do it. I may make you mad, but I'm going to tell you something. I believe a church wedding is reserved for people that do it right. That do it right. Okay? You're going to do things, and you're going to do things right, then God will honor it. Okay? But we live in a day where people flaunt their sin. You said, oh, well, I don't do any of those things. Okay, what about your language? What about your language? Well, now, preacher, I got mad. Okay, so that excuse, that you can cover it, but that excuse, we cover our sin. No, you really think God's going to buy that when you stand before him? He said, preacher, if I'd known it was going to be like this today, I'd have stayed home. Well, it's a good thing you're here, all right? Look, I love you, and I'm here. I'm not mad at you, but I want to tell you that it's your sin, and it's your choice. your choice. You said, you're condemning me. No, I'm condemning your sin, which is what God does. He condemns our sin. And now I know when you preach like this, people always say, man, are you perfect? Well, of course not. I'm going to tell you something. God help me. I'm never going to get up here and brag on my sin. Never going to get up here and flaunt that and say God understands it. Now let me move on, because here's why I'm preaching to you this way. Are you there in Proverbs 28? You see, whatever you do with your sin produces consequences. All right? Whatever you do with your sin produces consequences. You're there in Proverbs, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. Now that's pretty plain. There is a consequence. You think, I can hide it. Preacher, you don't know what I do. Nope, I don't. I don't hang around lurking in the bushes at your house watching you. Okay, I'm not going to do that. I don't get in my car, park away from your house on Friday night, wait till you come out to see and follow you to see where you go. I don't do that. I don't know. Hey, by the way, if I nailed your hide somewhere in the message today, it's not because I know you're guilty, all right? I'm not hanging around your place just checking it out, all right? That's not what I do. But I'm telling you, the Bible says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. You can hide it from me. You can hide it from your spouse. You can hide it from your parents. But you can't hide it from God. And what God says to us is, if you cover that up, you will not prosper. Well, preacher, I just want you to know I'm doing pretty good. You're always going to find yourself somewhere held back and not getting what you could have gotten. Not enjoying what you could have enjoyed. Hey, listen, there's a number of people today that, you know, have got sins covered to the eyes of the world, but God knows. If you checked it out, you'd find out they're not having just as good a time as it looks like they're having. They're struggling. Why? Because the Bible says, if you cover that sin, you won't prosper. It's not going to be to your advantage. It's not going to help you. It's not going to produce, you know, that which flows into your life. And you say, boy, what a wonderful thing we can rejoice over. No, you're not going to prosper. You're going to have some problems. But wait a minute, it's your sin, your choice. If you decide I'm going to do that other thing, I'm going to confess and forsake it. Notice the Bible says, shall have mercy. Mercy. Oh man, if you'll confess it and forsake it, what a blessing comes your way. What a blessing comes your way. Man, you'll have mercy. Mercy. Do you understand what mercy is? Really, what mercy? Mercy means you don't get what you deserve. Oh, what a wonderful thing. I don't get what I deserve. Good. Every time that police officer pulls you over in that car with all the extra lights and he says, I'm just going to give you a warning, you just got mercy. And there's not a one of us here ever stepped out of the car. I demand justice. Give me that. No, you don't want that. You want mercy. You want mercy. Yeah, I want mercy. Well, I'm glad for God's mercy. He said, we get something we don't deserve. You said, what are you talking about? Forgiveness. Forgiveness. If you'll confess that sin and forsake it, you get forgiveness. Oh, what a wonderful thing forgiveness is. You don't have to worry about it, all right? Everything's taken care of. Everything's all right. God forgives it. Now, he doesn't forgive the way men forgive. Now, men forgive this way. Okay, I'm going to let it go, but I'm going to keep an eye on you. I'm going to let it go this time, but I'm keeping score. This third time I've had to do this. Aren't you glad God's forgiveness is not like that? God's forgiveness, he said, man, I forgive it. When he forgives, he forgets it. It's forgotten, boy. It's over, all right? If you'll just come to him, forgiveness. If you'll confess it, that's your sin, your choice. Your sin is your choice. Cover it? Yep, cover it if you want to. But if you'll confess it, you have mercy. Forgiveness. It's taken care of. It's in the past, totally in the past. Totally in the past. So, preacher, what about that? Those that flaunt their sin? You should take your Bible with me and let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, would you? Because I want you to understand this morning what I'm preaching to you is Bible. It's not Mosley-itis or Mosley thoughts. Okay, it's the Word of God. There's some verses in the Bible that'll shake you up. Look in Hebrews chapter 10. I'm going to give you a minute. I want you to be able to be there because I want you to see the Scripture. Okay? I want you to see the Scripture. The Bible says, for if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth. Now listen to me. If you're flaunting your sin, you're guilty of doing what this says. You know better. You know it's wrong. You know it's wrong. But it's, I dare you to do anything about it. I dare you to say anything. All right, so the Bible says, if we sin willfully after that we receive the knowledge of truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. Oh, now, you just hang on a minute, all right? I want you to look at a few of those words there. You see that third word in verse 27? It's certain. It's certain. Listen, friend, I'm preaching to you this morning not because I'm mad at you. Now, and by the way, I'm not here preaching to anybody. You know, if you're guilty of anything I've said, I don't know it this morning, all right? And I'm not preaching at you, I'm preaching to you. But I guarantee you this, if you flaunt your sin, the Bible says it is certain. You can count on it, it is guaranteed. The thing you've got to look forward to is a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation. Judgment. Judgment. The judgment of God. On you. Hey, not the judgment of this preacher. The judgment of... See, people, boy, when you preach against sin or you point out people, say, who do you think you are judging me? I'm not judging you. Hey, that's God's business, not mine. Not mine. The Bible tells us, man, you willful sin, you're flaunting your sin, and I'll do what I want to. I just want to say this to you, and I've got it written in my notes. God knows how to wipe the arrogant, defiant look off the face of sinners. He knows how to do that. I've heard of people. I've seen folks, pictures of folks standing in front of a human judge with a cocky attitude. And I'm going to tell you something. God knows how to wipe that off your face. You think, and people, I don't understand. I really don't know what people are thinking today. My contention is they don't think. But when you know what's right, and remember, I said we're talking about people that profess to know Christ. I'm talking about people that I've known personally. And if you're involved in this and you're just openly flaunting your sin, knowing it's wrong, but not correcting it, not fixing it, not covering it, but not forsaking it, and just say, here it is. I'm going to tell you, you do that, and God's going to judge you. You can't just willfully ignore what God says and figure, it'll be all right. Now, somebody might say, well, it's okay so far. Yep, those two words right there, so far, that's it. So far. But it's not over, okay? God's promise is sure. When God says a certain fearful, you can count on it. You can count on it. You say, preacher, who are you to condemn me? I'm not condemning you. But I want to say this to you. The Lord Jesus Christ said he didn't come to the world to condemn the world either. But he came to save them. He's more interested today in forgiving you than he is in condemning you. And you say, why you preach like this? Because I'm interested in you getting right with God. You see, I want you to enjoy the mercy of God. I want you to enjoy the blessing of God. I don't want you to be the one that says, well, I'm not going to prosper. I want you to prosper. I want you to enjoy God. Hey, prospering to me is not getting wealthy. It's enjoying the blessing of God. I want you to enjoy that blessing. I want God to be able to pour it out on you. But man, if you think, here I am, and I'll cover my sin, no, you're not going to get away with it. That's your sin, it's your choice. You say, nobody's going to tell me what to do. Okay, flaunt your sin. But God says your sin, your choice, but he's going to keep his word. He's going to keep his word. Oh, my friend, I ask you this morning, it is your sin, and it is your choice. What's it going to be? What's your choice going to be? Not a question, will you sin? The question is, what will you do with your sin? Will you come to God? Will you say to them, like David said, against thee, thee only have I sinned. Will you forgive me? Will you call upon God? Hey, listen, that's the only way to deal with your sin. You can cover it, but you're not going to prosper. You can flaunt it, but you'll face the judgment of God. Not pleasant. But if you'll confess it and forsake it, you'll have mercy. Your chin, your sin, your choice, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Would you stand, please, with heads bowed and eyes closed this morning? Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this morning because we realize we are sinners. But Lord, it's not are we a sinner, but what we're going to do with it. Lord, would you just speak to hearts this morning? If there's folks here today that have decided to cover their sin, or try to cover it, Lord, would you deal with them today? Would you break down that old hard heart? And get them to change their mind and